In Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul has been talking about what it means to be a Christian and what does it mean to walk worthy of the calling with which they've been called. There is a sense in which the call of God goes out in the gospel tonight, here and in gospel pulpits all over London and all over the world. A general call in the gospel that if you will turn to and trust in Jesus Christ, believe in him with your whole heart, you will know forgiveness of sins and peace with God. But that general outward call of the gospel, by the work of the Holy Spirit, is made real and inward by a work of the Holy Spirit, whereby that call is a call that is personal, real, convicting, life-transforming. And if you've known anything of a response in faith to Jesus Christ tonight, as a Christian, Paul says, Christian, walk worthy of that calling. That calling that goes out in the gospel and that's been made real in your heart and experience by the work of the Holy Spirit. Walk in the unity of the Spirit, in the bond of peace. Walk in love, as we were thinking this morning. And tonight, particularly, walk in the light. If you're a Christian, don't walk as an unbeliever. Don't live as an unbeliever, Paul is saying. If you're a Christian, a heart Christian, walk with a realization of a new identity. That you are now in Christ. You belong to him. He's your Lord and your Savior King. Walk as a new creation with a new mind, a new heart. So that your words and your actions reflect that new life since you've trusted in Jesus Christ. So the first thing that Paul challenges us about is whether you've known anything of this inner transformation by the work of the Holy Spirit. You've been born again by the Spirit of God. Once you were in darkness, but now you're in light. Once you were lost, now you've been found. Once you were without Christ, but now you are in Christ. And Paul makes it very personal and very relevant in these verses because he's saying this is true of all of us. Once you were in darkness. The world we live in is spiritually dark. It's a world where sex and money and power rule the day. And yet, it's a world where there is moral outrage against injustice and exploitation. And crazily, so often the ones doing the exploiting are the ones who are loudest in their denunciations. It seems we're living at a time when truth or logic doesn't seem to matter so much. Rather, the person who shouts the loudest, particularly on social media, the person who shouts the loudest wins. But behind the moral outrage and indignation, there is real pain, real hurt, real evil. The world is in darkness, Paul says. And how do we react to that darkness? Well, the Christian response, there are some, for example, who join in the outrage, denounce everything. There are some who react in fear and withdraw, hiding from the horrors. Some react, and this is a wrong reaction, but some react by just adapting and assimilating so that the Christian seems to be no different from the world. And yet, the Apostle Paul is saying in these verses, as Christians walk in the light as opposed to darkness, that will mean at times walking differently. And we know there are some Christians even here in the UK where they're being threatened with the loss of their church buildings, loss of their standing as ministers of the gospel, because they're seeking to walk in the light and stand against the cultural trend towards evil in same-sex marriage and in gender fluidity. And because of that, are being threatened in all sorts of ways. And yet the Apostle Paul says, there's the darkness of the world. Do not be partakers with them. Verse 7. Christian, don't be a partner with the world under God's judgment, Paul says. Christian can't be just like the world and the culture around, just fitting in with whatever goes. That's vital to hear. Ephesians 5, verse 7, Paul puts it like this. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Don't be a partner with the world under God's judgment. But if the Christian reaction to the dark world is avoidance, how are we going to reach out into that world with the gospel? So total withdrawal from the world is not where God's word takes us tonight. It takes us to a different route. And it uses this powerful image, the image of light. You were once darkness, says Paul. But if you're a Christian, you are now light. Light in the dark world. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Yes, our world is a dark place. Yes, it often doesn't even care to admit it. People want to be largely optimistic about human nature, but that optimism flies in the face of the facts, declares the Bible. When we honestly face the facts about the world and even about ourselves, we see there are areas of darkness. There is envy, jealousy, hatred, greed, broken relationships, drunkenness, pain, abuse, lust, worse. It's darkness, says Paul. If Christians are to be light, it's not because we are naturally light, good in ourselves. We all know, if you're honest tonight, you know there is darkness in your heart and mine as well. But Christians are light because if our sins have been forgiven, washed through the shed blood of Jesus on the cross, if you're a Christian raised to new life in Jesus Christ, Paul says a Christian has been changed by God. God has done something, brought you out of darkness into light. And Paul doesn't say it's not just that we've changed locations. Not just being moved from being in darkness to being in light. Paul's focus is on who you are in Christ. It's a change of identity. You were once darkness, he says. But now, in Christ, you are light. Is that how you see yourself tonight if you're a Christian? You are light in the Lord. So Paul says, walk as children of light. The word children reminds us where Paul speaks in the opening verses of this chapter. Christians are God's dear children for whom Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. That's what it means to be a child of light. Reflecting the light of Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, live in the world as children of light. Now that's not easy. Sometimes it can be very difficult. But it's something that God calls us to do. If we have been brought out of darkness into light, from being a child of darkness to a child of light, you now live as a child of light by the power of the Holy Spirit in thankfulness to God. And Paul spells out what it means to be a child of light and walk as a child of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. God's way is good, he says. The child of God lives in line with God's standards in his holy law, as revealed in God's word to us. God's law, God's way, God himself is good. This is a way of truth. The fundamental truth in Ephesians is the truth of the gospel. The truth that Jesus died for our sins and rose from the dead. That whoever believes in Jesus Christ tonight does not perish, but has everlasting life. But that's not just a truth to memorize. It's a truth to live by. Do you believe tonight that you were once darkness, but now you are light if you're in Christ? I'm emphasizing it because today often we hear the opposite story. We hear the opposite story. First, there were the dark ages, we are told, the ages of religion. But then the Enlightenment happened. The Enlightenment meant that people were freed from religion. They escaped from belief in God and all the restrictions that that brought. The story we are told is we must remove all the oppression of living God's way and live our own way. Live in freedom. That's the world's story. Turn away from God, live for yourself, enlightenment. It's the common story told by an unbelieving world. But is it a true story? Has it worked? The story that created things like the sexual revolution of the 1960s, when people were told they were free and enlightened, and that they could do whatever they wanted, sexual liberation. And now we've seen the Me Too movement, which points out the effects of that attitude. In our postmodern world, somehow, we don't know exactly how we've got there, but we're in a time now where there's escalating depression and anxiety and even suicide, especially among young people. So much for enlightenment. The world's enlightenment has created the dark web with unprecedented child pornography and sexual slavery. There is great darkness in our world. The story that cast off God and you'll have enlightenment is not a story that tells the truth. In fact, the true story, says Paul, is the opposite. If you are in Christ, you once were in darkness, but now you are light. It is in Christ you are light. That doesn't mean the Christian is smug and superior. We're all aware there are areas still of darkness and sin in our lives. We need to be killing sin, putting it to death, asking Jesus Christ for forgiveness. But if you're in Christ, your identity has changed. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Do you have new life in Christ? Although there's still sin in your life, in Christ you are light, says Paul. And if you believe it, it gives you the strength and the reason and the hope to live and walk as a child of light. So Christian, you're in this world. Do we withdraw or do we engage? Paul tells believers in this letter, you were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath. Live for yourself, that brings God's judgment, says Paul. Christians have been rescued, saved, delivered from living for self and pride and self-will. God has raised us up together in Christ Jesus. Don't walk as the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Instead, says Paul, put on the new man, created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So the Christian life is different. It must be different from the world. Sexual immorality, impurity of greed, because of these things, the wrath of God becomes upon the sons of disobedience. So we might think the answer is just totally withdraw from the world then. But through the gospel, we engage with the world. Christians are people who are caught up in God's great plan that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he will gather together all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. And God accomplishes that plan through the preaching of the gospel. We speak the words of good news to lost, guilty, and helpless people. So the Apostle Paul, caught up in this mission, a minister of the gospel, but all of God's people, if you're a Christian tonight, you're caught up in this task too. Spreading the gospel into a dark world. So we can't just totally withdraw. There are areas as we engage with the world, we want people to hear the gospel, to trust in Jesus Christ, to be saved. So we are living in a society where virtue and reason are disappearing fast, being displaced by woke irrationality. And yet, there are ways through the media, on social media tonight, on YouTube, we're seeking to reach out with the gospel to a secular world and spread the gospel. And Paul gives us this powerful image then How do we reach out into darkness? Through light, he says. Christians have been transformed from darkness to light. We have a new identity. That helps us to reach out and relate to people around us. You were once in darkness, but now walk as children of light. And you say, well, how can we do that? For Christ gives us light, he says. That's the third thing. Christ gives us light. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all the things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So Paul is saying, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. So the big fundamental question actually is not, do we just withdraw from the world or do we engage with the world? The key decision for Christians is not a political decision. There's a more fundamental question. Are we going to be partners with the darkness? Are we going to just live the way the world lives? Or are we going to expose the unfruitful work of darkness and live differently as Christians? And when it's put that way, the answer is very clear. Christians cannot be partners with the darkness. So we must expose the unfruitful works of darkness. The word expose means to show the darkness what it is. Bring the works of darkness to light. Demonstrate how dark and wrong they are. And how do we do that? Not so much by speaking up or calling it out or lobbying politicians. Not by trying to debate how irrational and corrupt the secular world is. There is a place for all of those things. Speaking out and calling out evil is very necessary sometimes to protect vulnerable people, to expose dark deeds. Dealing with the irrationality of this woke society we live in can help us engage with the Christian worldview in comparison with the irrational worldview that has caught up so much of our society. We engage to preach the gospel. But what does it mean explicitly here in these words of Paul to be the light and expose darkness? It's not by being overly critical, harsh, or judgmental. We speak graciously, seek to build up, seek to be sure we speak no corrupt word. But what actually Paul is talking about here, exposing the darkness, he's saying expose the darkness by walking as children of light. He's not concentrating so much on what we say. What he's concentrating on is how we live. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. We don't expose the darkness so much by talking about it. There are areas of darkness that are shameful to talk about. You don't need to know everything about the evils of this world before you expose them. The primary way is not through clever speech. It's by right living. Living as children of light in all goodness, righteousness and truth. You see, Paul says, how does light work? But all the things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. If I were to ask one of the deacons here tonight to turn all the lights off in this room, and there was darkness, I better not do that. It might be a bit tricky. But if we were standing in a dark room or sitting in a dark room, what's the best way to expose the darkness? It would not be by me giving you a speech about how dark it is. The best way to expose the darkness would be to say, turn the lights on. When you turn the lights on, the darkness flees. That's the way light works with darkness. That's why people installing security measures in homes or in places they want to keep secure, they install security lights. As I walk up and down the street here outside the church, there are certain houses as I go past, automatically the lights come on. It's hard to do the wrong thing when there are lights shining on you. For children, lights take away fear. When you're little, when it's dark, you can feel that there are monsters under the bed. But the parents go in, they turn the lights on. The monsters are not there. Paul is saying the world is dark, but Christians are light in the Lord. So live as children of light, doing right. Live godly, speaking truthfully. And the darkness of the world will be exposed. Because darkness is opposed to light. And light always has the upper hand. It's not as if there's a struggle between light and darkness. It's not like Star Wars. Star Wars, where the dark side is powerful and menacing, and the light side is never sure whether it will overcome. In the real world, light always wins. When it's dark, you switch the light on, the light wins. When there's light, I can't now switch the dark on. The light wins. Light makes things visible. Light exposes the dark. So you walk as children of light, good, right and true, and that is what will happen. The darkness of this world will be shown and exposed. The darkness will be seen for what it is. Live as children of light. Paul goes on to say, but all the things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. The gospel is like a light that exposes. But it doesn't just expose the light, says Paul. There is transformation in this light. The light of the gospel changes darkness to light. And Paul is referring here to some key passages from the Old Testament. In Isaiah chapter 59, we have a description of how God saves Israel from darkness. God saves from sin and death and judgment. Isaiah 59 verses 9 and 10, the prophet puts it like this. We look for light, but there is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in blackness. We grope for the wall like the blind. And we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. There's the world in darkness. There's the human heart tonight in darkness. There's your heart if you're in darkness still, if you've never trusted in Jesus Christ. Like a blind man, says the prophet Isaiah, groping for a wall. You don't see it. You've never known your sins forgiven. You don't see it. You don't have peace with God. You don't see it. You don't have a burning hope of eternal life in your heart. You just don't see it. We grope for the wall like the blind. Then says Isaiah, God's light shines. Now that means Christians, believers must shine too. But listen to how Isaiah puts it in chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Has that happened to you? Has it happened to you as a Christian? Jesus, says Paul, has been raised from the dead. Those who trust in him have been raised with him from being dead in trespasses and sins to new light, new life in Jesus Christ. You were once groping in the darkness. You didn't know forgiveness. You didn't know peace. You didn't know God. And God, by the gospel, has brought light into your heart. That light has shined into the darkness. And you've seen in Jesus Christ the light of the world. And you've trusted in him. And you're now living a new life. The new life God has given to you in Christ. so you reflect the glory of Christ who shines in you. Some of you in Sunday school were taught to sing, Jesus bids us shine with a clear, pure light. In this world of darkness, so we must shine. You in your small corner and I in mine. What has happened? Light has broken in. The light of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And now as a Christian then, you reflect something of that light as you live for Christ in a dark world. And if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you will have known occasions and examples when that has played itself out in your life. You've been in a situation where the way you've lived, the way you've spoken, the way you've behaved is different. And the dark world has noticed because their evil deeds have been exposed. And that happens in simple, ordinary, everyday things. If you're in Christ, you're not perfect, you're not sinless. But if you're trying to live for Jesus Christ and walking in his way, then however imperfect and however often you might stumble, your life will be different because the inward change that God has worked by the Holy Spirit is transformative. It works itself out into your life. In the life of the church in the last few weeks here, we have seen this. In a way, there's a difference between those who have hope and trust and security in Jesus Christ, even in the face of death, and those who have no hope, who are not sure, who are groping like a blind man in the dark. After death, what? But Jesus Christ, the light, was shone into the heart of the believer. In Christ, the resurrection and the life. There's living hope. So in the face of death, there is a great difference. For the Christian, the way you can be friendly towards people who are different from you. Someone here tonight who you don't know, you speak with them. You find that as you speak to them, there will be, if that person is a Christian, there will be commonality. Because one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Where does that strength come from? Where does that discernment come from? It comes through Jesus Christ, enabling you to be kind to others, tender-hearted, forgiving others, even as God in Christ has forgiven you. The way you speak truth with your neighbour. The way you deal with anger and do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't go to bed angry. The way you work that you may have something to give to a person in need. The way you speak and let no corrupt words proceed out of your mouth. The way you put away all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamour and evil speaking. The way you now have a thankfulness in your heart because you know Jesus Christ as your Saviour King. Live as children as light, says Paul, and in this dark world, that light will shine. It'll expose the darkness. And it will help others to catch a reflected little glimpse of something of Jesus Christ. And always be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in you. Because there will be some who will come to know and trust that Saviour as they see something of the reflected light. That's why as we reflect the light, we speak the gospel. Because we know there are people all around us here in North London who need to hear the truth of that gospel as it's found in Jesus. We don't speak that gospel truth in a vacuum. We speak it as we walk as children of the light. But if there's a light shining in the darkness, it will make a difference. Now there's one important thing here that we have to reckon with. That this passage is about being light, not about being liked. Sometimes we can confuse those two things. It's possible in your Christian walk to aim always to be liked. You might think, if people like you, if they see how likable you are, then they can be won for the gospel. And the temptation is, we set our sights first and foremost on being liked. So then the primary thing is PR, looking good, being liked. Now that's not what Paul is speaking about here. He's speaking about something more powerful than being liked. He's talking about being light. Now, if as you are light, you are also liked, that's great, that's wonderful. But the primary thing is light. Light does not adopt a strategy to be liked by the darkness. Light exposes the darkness. When you switch on the light doesn't mount a plausible argument against the darkness. Light doesn't try to convince the darkness that it's similar to the darkness, but there are some benefits that are added if you turn on the light. No, says Paul. The light comes on, the darkness flees. So if you aim primarily, first, to be liked, to make the darkness feel warm and cozy, then your aim is in the wrong area, says Paul. Your aim is to walk as a child of light. The light will expose the darkness. It will be powerful. Sometimes, and the more godless and hostile a society is, it may well be that you will not be liked for switching on the light in the darkness. So it won't always be a warm reception. Sometimes the darkness reacts against the darkness being exposed. So there are no promises here that being light will always be easy. In fact, it sometimes can be scary when the darkness is exposed. But, says Paul, Christ is the light. Jesus Christ is powerful and victorious, seated at God's right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. If you're in Christ, you've been raised with him, you have new life in you by the work of the Holy Spirit, you have a new power at work in you, you are light. So Paul says to believers, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. That's where the power comes from. Christ will give you light. Are you a Christian tonight? Walk in the light then. And as you do so, expose those works of darkness. And as you do so, and as Jesus bids you shine, shine with a pure, clear light. It's not natural, it's supernatural. Christ is the light. We are to reflect his light, the one who is the light of the world. As I was looking for hymns to sing tonight, I came across this hymn, which I don't know if I've ever sung it before, but it's a great hymn of walking in the light. Listen to how our last hymn puts it. Walk in the light and you shall own your darkness passed away, because that light has on you shone in which is perfect day. So first the light shines into your life. If you're not a Christian yet, you can't be a reflector of Christ's light if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior. But then, walk in the light. Walk in the light, and you shall find your heart made truly his, who dwells in cloudless light enshrined, in whom no darkness is. Walk in the light, and you shall know the fellowship of love. Walk in the light, and even the tomb no fearful shade shall wear. Walk in the light, pursue your way, till faith be turned to sight. In the land of endless day, God is himself the light. So it's a hymn all about walking in the light. Are you a Christian tonight? Christian, walk in the light. We're going to sing about it in a moment. Let's pray first. Lord, we thank you for Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. Christ is our light. We thank you for those who are believers here tonight, who have wholeheartedly trusted in Jesus Christ as their Saviour, King and God. And we pray, Lord, that you will teach us what it means as children of light to walk in the light. Even when that means exposing the unfruitful work of darkness and there is a hostile reaction to that darkness being exposed. But Christ is the light. Forgive us, Lord, when we are tempted to hide the light. We pray that you will make us those who will shine for Jesus Christ and walk in the light as children of light. And we pray in this needy spiritual society which we live in, which wants spirituality but without Christ, to make Jesus Christ known in every way we can, and that as we walk in the light, we will have opportunities to speak of him who is the light of the world. So help us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll sing together 743. This is our closing hymn, Walk in the Light. Walk as a child of God, walk in the light. 743, and we'll stand to sing. Let's pray together. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with each one of you and with all God's people, both tonight and even for evermore, world without end. Amen.